Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham with the latest update. The official clock says it's 2 o'clock Eastern. Let's look at the latest information. So we do have a landfall here in the Abaco Islands, landfall Elbow K, right in here. Just this powerful hurricane. I mean, think about the latest winds. They just got hit with these incredible winds, looking at 185-mile-an-hour winds. So a very devastating situation. Look at the formation of this eye. Just you can see right down the center of the storm, and very large, too. We're starting to see some of this wind field expand with time. The other parts, we're looking at this thing slowing down. We've got the new update here, the west at 7 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure 911 millibars. So just a very powerful storm, but you can see it right there impacting the islands and the Bahamas with some very dangerous conditions for those islands. Look at this forecast. You can see some of the expansion of those winds stretching out, the tropical storm force winds becoming larger and larger, it seems like, as we go with time. That's something that will come into play with time. Also, you have the hurricane force winds growing as well. So very powerful hurricane, very historic, and we were kind of coming up with some of the different stats. Listen to this, because I think it's important to understand how powerful this storm is. Tied for the Labor Day storm in 1935 as the strongest storm to make landfall in the Atlantic Basin history. So that gives you an idea of the power of this storm and what we're dealing with this historic storm. So for movement, track not changed that much. We're still expecting this slowdown that we've been advertising. So let's look at the timing. This is 8 a.m. on Monday, 8 a.m. on Tuesday, slowly making that turn. And that means for the Bahamas, just more rainfall, maybe up to 30 inches of rain, and you're going to see the storm surge, you know, talking about 18 to maybe 23 feet of storm surge, just absolutely devastating, and prolonged amounts of those major hurricane force winds. So absolutely devastating and life-threatening for the Bahamas, with time making that turn. But notice how close we are to the shore here in Florida, slowly moving north. But as we've talked about before, notice we don't connect the dots here, that we really talk about the cone and some of the uncertainty that we can have with the storm. So if you look at this, you can see the cone really stretching along the coast and also inland a little bit. That means we can see this center any one of these locations. So you can't rule out that this storm could ride right up the coast and also could make landfall and move inland with time. So we're going to be looking at that and keeping everybody safe. So you have to keep tuned to the latest forecast. Make sure that you have all your preparations in place. Very strong storm. We really can't mess with this at all. Got to be ready for this. And with time, moving northward, we're still dealing with this time. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, moving up into the Carolinas, also Georgia, getting impacted. And remember the rainfall, one of the impacts that we can get. These values could change in any direction depending on the track. So watch for the latest forecast. That's always can be the water's the biggest danger. So this has been Ken Graham right here with the latest updates from the National Hurricane Center.